I just ended it with the Rumbar Records. They just released a compilation album yesterday. It's called Swagger, and you know, Mike is a
Mike
champion.
Mike Stewart is such a Mike Newman and Mike Stewart. Listen to me, I can't talk. They're okay, mics. It's hot they're up not there. Bikes.
Mike Newman and Mike Stewart, but Mike and the Mike, champion of local music, New England musicians. So I thought I would, and he's a Rumbar Records fan. So I thought I would highlight that Rumbar Records brand new compilation album, which just came out with a bunch of songs. You just heard Jane Lee Hooker with Jericho. And the perfect gentleman, with Transmission, the Peppermint Kicks. No, Leather Catsuit was the one I ended it with Broken. That's right. And then Jane Lee Hooker with Jericho, the Perfect Gentleman, Transmission, and kicking off that set with the Peppermint Kicks, Johnny D's Play It Again. Oh, I miss Johnny D's.
I miss Johnny D's. The sign is still up, but the oatmeal isn't there, and the music is gone.
The music is gone. It's just so sad.
So that's the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it is.
The good thing is, it's nice seeing the sign. The bad thing is, we miss the oatmeal, and the ugly is,
no music.
Painful.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me back here. I had a blast. I hope that you all enjoyed listening. Mike, safe travels. Have a great vacation. I've been Ryan D. I'm passing it on to Kirsten, who is in the chair for Something About the Women. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. And before I start in on this show, I have a tidbit of really great news for you.
What is that?
You might already know this,
mm-hmm.
But along the lines of Something About the Women,
mm-hmm.
Art Beat.
Yes, that's today.
Noon.
Mm-hmm. Julie Rhodes. Yes, that's why I will be leaving here.
Yes.
And then heading there and going to see Julie Rhodes.
Yes. Well, listen for the both of us. I'm sorry that I will be missing Julie Rhodes, but I have seen Julie perform and I think has some more performances coming up this summer.
She does, yeah. She's got a lot of stuff coming up. She's one of the best. She lives in Providence now. She used to live here and we're big fans of Julie Rhodes, MFO, myself, and Kirsten. Are you going to play some Julie Rhodes today?
You know, I don't have Julie in the playlist, but you know, it's subject to change.
It could hit you.
Things
could
happen.
Well, I do hope that you have a great show.
Thank you.
This is the first time that we've followed each other like this, I think. You and me on this show, handing it off.
I think it is. You know, we initially met.
Mm-hmm.
You came in the station when I was subbing for a show. Subbing for a show. And and that was... we still even have some time on this.
No, we're good. I potted it down because I know how that song ends. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? How about some Rachel Sumner?
Oh, I love Rachel Sumner. You know, she was a guest on the Music Savage show. Yeah, she came and she sang and it was great. And I think that was my last guest. But I love Rachel Sumner. How about that?
You know, and that's a brave time to come on air.
Yeah, she was a champion.
It's a brave time to DJ.
Mm-hmm. But she came in and sang. Yeah, she's a champion. Oh, that's excellent. All right, kick it off. I'm going to give it over to you. Here's Kirsten.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Ditch, find a witch, witch's hand. Heard you're taking off again. Though I don't know to where or when. I'm still getting used to hearing second hand how you've been my old friend. And maybe friend's not the right word. We aren't strangers, we're just hurt. I'm still holding hope that time will smoke you out from the bitter hold where your heart's housed. Oh, I don't know where you'll be tomorrow, but I hope we find more yesterday. Ooh. see our ghosts on subway lines. See us swaying while the brakes wind. And I change my state and city, but I settle for the rut. Tell me, do our echoes haunt you when you go out? I see you in my dreams, where all those hard words come with ease. You may not be ready, but in dreams you hear me through. I should have been a better friend to you. Oh, I don't.
Okay, so once again, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We are situated on the Tufts campus in Medford, and we are Freeform Radio. This is Something About the Women. I share this mic with Sue and with Jane, and this is my week to play some tunes, which I'm so very, very, very excited to do. It was a little warm out there, and I walked here, so I think I came in a little verklempt, but luckily we have air conditioning. You might be able to hear it, but that's okay. And today is also Art Beat here in Somerville, so I will be missing the first hour or so, and unfortunately that is when Julie Rhodes is playing, but there is a lot of great music and art and food, so it's going to be a fun day. I start out the show with Rachel Sumner, and as Ryan Doyen just informed me, Rachel Sumner had been a guest on his show, The Music Savage Show, which is on Fridays at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., but he graciously covered for Mike Newman on Mike on the Mic, so we got to pass the mic. And so I played Rachel Sumner, and that was Homegrown Sorrow. And that is from the release Rachel Sumner and Traveling Light. I have a lot of music to play, and I am so excited about this. So I'm going to continue on this journey of music with some Allison Callery. Here we go.
reaches out in a ditch, ditch, ditch. Find a witch, 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 witch's hand. Make a
overcast today, I'm at 66. My stomach clouds over the engine's roar. Drove all night from Dallas to get away from my boyfriend who's just in jail. Spent my last 200 to pay for his bail. I left my wallet at the last station, and I got no money for fuel. But I got friends in California, and you know we're cool. So if you could spare just a little change, I'm gonna go no more. legs rest up to pass the night. As the last tank of gas fell through my engine like sand in an hourglass. Did you pass me on Route 67? I was walking right home. Thin desert flowers in February. Cause I'm always on Route 67. Shadow passion.
I love that little conversation at the end. I didn't hear anything that made me cringe either. So in that set, I featured musician Allison Callery, located in Rhode Island, but I'm hoping we'll come up here to maybe the Burren and do a show at some point. And if so, maybe we'll even come on Something About the Women as a guest. Started that three-song set with Allison's song Witch's Hand, single release. After that, Sweet Wednesday, Desert Flowers on Route 66, that is from Escaping from the Pale Moonlight. And then
Alice and Carrie, I Gave You, and that is from Alice and Carrie's covers album. So I will let you know what is going on with this musician, whether she comes to the local area and is has her gig at the Burren. She was there March of 2020 and initially wondered why there was nobody in the audience, and we soon found out. So I've been listening a lot lately to The Magic Flute and Die Zauberflute, Mozart opera, and Queen of the Night is a big part of this opera. There's a recent Met opera simulcast in HD at different movie theaters. They do this frequently. It's a great way to see, it's one way to see an opera. Live productions are, of course, equally as good, and the performers then get to see the audience. And I'm sure going to the Met is just like a wonderful experience. But this allows people to go out and watch the opera at the same time it's being performed in New York, and you can get really up close and personal with the performers. So this was a particularly modern version of this opera. In fact, Queen of the Night was performed by Catherine Lewick from a wheelchair. So that was pretty intense. Anyway, I have a song. I'm not going to be playing anything from the Mozart opera, but I will be playing a Queen-themed 5 set of songs. So here we go.
Hey!
Okay, well, that was my five-song set inspired by Queen of the Night, which is a role in the opera, The Magic Flute, also known as Die Zauberflute. So, started it out with a song actually titled Queen of the Night, Whitney Houston. That is from the soundtrack of The Bodyguard. That's in a way, way back machine. And speaking of going further back in the way, way back machine, Susie Quattro, Glycerin Queen. And that goes out to one of my recent foster dogs who was named Susie Quattro and got adopted 2 weeks ago in a home with a set of parents and grandkids running around and adult kids. So Susie is in a good place. So loved playing that Susie Quattro song. After that, PJ Harvey, 50-Foot Queenie, then ABBA, of course, Dancing Queen from ABBA Gold, Greatest Hits, and ended with that fabulous song by Florence and the Machine, Queen of Peace, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. So I have some musicians coming up who are going to be playing in the next few days, Robin Lane and American Ocelot. They're going to be playing with the Gripweeds. The Gripweeds are actually doing three shows in a row at three different locations. And on the 14th, which was yesterday, they were at the Divine Theater in Holyoke, and Robin Lane was with them. Today, the Gripweeds, Fling, and American Ocelot will be at the Square Root in Roslindale. I have not yet been to the Square Root. I've heard wonderful things about it. So great show, great location. And then tomorrow, Gripweeds and Classic Ruins will be at the Worthern House in Lowell, Mass. So even though Robin Lane played last night, I'm going to go ahead and play some Robin Lane because she has other performances coming up. So if you like what you hear, maybe you'll go out and see her perform. Here we go.
Sorry I'm late in coming. I've got a lot on my time. Nothing to do now but wanting my state of mind. Faded leaves through panes of glass. We all know that summer never lasts. Sometimes it's hard to remember that when winter comes, it comes on fast. Children wave through blades of grass that turn to brown and blow away all around. The sun will shine even through the cold. Faded leaves through
Hi, I'm Joni Lynch from American Ocelot, and my band, which includes Kevin James on guitar, Sarah Billingsley on drums, and Charlie Sullivan on bass, formed in early 2022, and we are playing our second live show this Saturday with the Gripweeds and Fling at the Square Root in Roslindale, and we're up first at 8 o'clock, and we would love to see some of your smiling faces there. If you want to listen to any of our songs, we're on all streaming platforms.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. he's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, well, that last two-song set was inspired by the Gripweeds, and Brian Young just told me that the Gripweeds are going to be here at WMFO on Crash Course for the Ravers, I think in the first hour, it sounds like. And that is pretty amazing because, first of all, I was super impressed that they are doing three shows in a row, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, at three different places with a variety of different bands. And on top of all that, they're coming here in the station to interview. What an amazing group of musicians. So, as I mentioned last night, they were at the Divine Theater in Holyoke with Robin Lane, who I just played in that last set. That was Faded Leaves from the recording Dirt Road to Heaven. And then, because I've been looking into the bands that they were playing with, I became introduced to this band, American Ocelot, and then Joni Lynch kindly provided this introduction to the band American Ocelot, and then I played Million Things, released as a single. And so the Gripweeds, Fling, American Ocelot will be at the Square Root in Roslindale tonight at 8 p.m. So how fantastic is that? And then if that wasn't enough, they will be here talking with Brian Young on Crash Course for the Ravers, and then tomorrow with Classic Ruins at the Worthern House in Lowell, Mass., which I have been told on, I don't know what to say, I'm still kind of affected by the heat. Someone who knows, Christian from Christian's Cosmic Corner over on Markskin Radio, lives in the Lowell area, and he tells me that Edgar Allan Poe used to hang out at the Worthern House, so I need to find out more about that. After that was a PSA for adopting dogs. There is a huge homeless dog population in the South because they don't do spay and neutering, and so the dogs come up here because we do. So we have more homes than dogs up here. They have more dogs and homes down there. I foster, and these are great dogs. So if you're considering adding a pet to your family, please consider adopting. Phew, that was a lot. I'm going to slow things down just a tad with some Bedouin.
With the conviction of the woman you made me, I find blades of grass from the island you lent me. I find on every floor in every drawer though I'm not an island, I'm a body of water. Jeweled in the evening, a solitary daughter. If picked at by noon, by midnight I'm ruined. And the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow. If each blade of grass was meant here for me, split apart, sliced, and wedged in for me, who's gonna treat it? I'm not going to need it. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow. I am a lake, don't need to be watered. I am an ocean, I don't need to barter. I play with the moon, my only friend. It pushes, it pulls me, I don't pay the rent. I don't need the walls to bury my grave. I don't need your company to feel saved. I don't need the sunlight, my curtains don't draw. I don't need the objects to keep or to pawn. I don't want your pity, concern or your scorn. I'm calm by my lonesome, I feel right at home. And when the wind blows, I get to dancing. My fun is the rhythm of air when it's prancing. I play with the moon, my only friend. It pushes, it pulls me, I don't pay rent. I don't need the walls to bury my grave. I don't need your company to feel saved. I don't need the sunlight, my curtains don't draw. I don't need objects to keep or to pawn. I don't want your pity, concern or your scorn. I'm calm by my lonesome, I feel right at home. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow.
Okay, that was Solitary Daughter by Bedouin from the album titled Bedouin. Just a reminder, you are listening to WMFO. This is 91.5 FM. WMFO is located on the Tufts campus in Medford, Massachusetts, and we are a freeform radio station. This show is something about the women. I share the mic with Sue and Jane, and we rotate, and we each have our different styles of music, and we appreciate our listeners so very, very much. So in this next set, I have some musicians who are, again, going to be playing in the near future. Who do I have lined up? Well, I have Sarah Levesque, and I have the Shanghai Lows, and I have First Aid Kit. So why don't I play some music, and then when I come back on mic, I'll let you know where you can hear each of these musicians. Here we go. Sarah Levesque.
That's what it's all about.